Thank you and good afternoon. Search parties in Mendocino County were back out near Moat Creek Beach and Point Arena this afternoon as they continued the search for an Oakland resident who went missing in the ocean on Monday morning. Around 8 a.m., 57-year-old David Tam Lay went searching for abalone at the beach with friends and family members when he dove into the water and did not resurface. Search crews from Redwood Coast Volunteer Fire, Mendocino Sheriffs, as well as a Coast Guard helicopter could not locate Lay in the rough ocean conditions and spent the night searching up and down the beach, but the search yielded no success. Despite extra assistance in this afternoon's search from State Fish and Wildlife, parties called off the search and will be back out in the area on Wednesday. In an announcement today, 75 individuals from different county agencies will join together to participate in FEMA's Integrated Emergency Management course. FEMA only accepts 12 communities nationwide to participate in the annual Disaster Preparedness course, and the Humboldt Bay Area will get to participate in the three-day program, which will begin in Maryland next Monday. Eureka and Humboldt County will send 28 employees and elected officials, and the remaining 47 positions will be filled out by 11 other agencies, including Arcata Fire, American Red Cross, and North Coast Schools. This afternoon, the city of Eureka released an updated report on the Palco Marsh cleanup operation that wrapped up last Wednesday. Since May 2nd, the day the operation began, law enforcement and city officials have been responding to increased illegal camping activity in the other Greenbelt areas within the city. Eureka police have received over 240 transient-related calls, and 18 citations have been issued with one arrest made as well. As follow-up enforcement continues, the city is still continuing to offer shelter for 11 plaintiffs who were named in a lawsuit filed by local attorney Peter Martin. Six of the 11 people listed in the suit are currently housed by the Betty Chin Foundation, while the others remaining have refused housing, found housing on their own, or have not responded to offers made by the city. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors held their meeting today, and the board approved a measure for the November election ballot that would create a new county department. The measure would combine the elected offices of Auditor Controller and Treasurer Tax Collector into a single finance department. Now the measure will be available for local residents to vote. The board also declared May as Mental Health Awareness Month and Foster Parent Appreciation Month at the meeting. A public budget hearing was also scheduled to be held on June 20th, so the board can direct staff for any changes that will be made before the budget package goes through the supervisor's final approval on June 28th. St. Joseph's Health is inviting local residents to have an early sneak peek of their new 3D mammography machine beginning Wednesday morning. Thanks to community donations and grants, the machine will be purchased this summer, but the machine will be on display in the south parking lot of the hospital on Harrison Avenue throughout Wednesday. Tours will be held from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 4 p.m. to 6 o'clock. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has wildfire funding news.
May is the traditional month for the opening of the wildfire season in California, but with the state on the heels of nearly 5 years of drought, the fire season now lasts year-round. The rural county representatives of California have issued a call to the state legislature and to federal officials that reiterates the need for a new manner of providing funding for wildfire and forest management. With millions of trees dead across the region due to bark beetle and the danger of fire at extreme levels, the RCRC supports a response to wildfire disasters similar to that which is used for other natural disasters like earthquakes, floods, and hurricanes. The United States Forest Service has had to redirect money from forest management and prevention efforts to wildland firefighting, and those suppression costs have done little to mitigate the cause of major wildfires.
Thank you, Dan. The Fortuna City Council will hold a ballot measure workshop this evening that is open to the public. The council wants public input to a possible ballot initiative that would create new revenue for important city services, such as police and support services, road maintenance, parks, and public facility maintenance. The council and city staff will hold the meeting from 6 until 8 p.m. tonight at the River Lodge and will discuss plans to bring service and staffing levels, which have been cut in the last few years, back up to the levels expected from the public. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.